saucier than the wings at Jerry's. Here's more Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
We are happy to welcome to the show. He's part of the cast of MJ playing over at the Civic Center through Sunday. His name is Josh A. Dawson. Welcome, Josh.
Well, thank you. How are you doing? I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
So it's a welcome home thing for you, right?
It is, yes. I am from Iowa.
Yeah, you grew up in Cedar Rapids?
In Cedar Rapids, yes. Yeah. I try to come back. I mean, I've been gone. My family moved away right before I started high school, but I try to come back at least once a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it was on TikTok, you were looking forward to Hy-Vee food or Hy-Vee
goodness,
breakfast
yes.
or something. Have you got it?
I did, yes. I got Hy-Vee breakfast, and then I went to my first day here. I literally landed, and I was like, I have not had a pork tenderloin sandwich in about 5 years. And so I went to, I think it's called Brick House Cafe.
Yes.
Oh, my God. One of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Des Moines is in the midst of the best tenderloin right now competition.
It was incredible. I will be going back several times.
All right. Well, good. So you got well fed coming back.
Oh, of course.
Now,
it's
our
one thing Iowa can do.
That's right. Is our family coming to see the show?
They will. They're going to be here later on this week. And then my mother and my stepfather live in Minneapolis. So between Iowa and Minnesota, that's my neck of the woods.
Now, have they been to other shows you've been in before?
Every one of them.
Everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you hear them in the audience?
Oh, I usually can. My dad is very loud. It was an old Andy Griffith movie, and I can't remember the name. Something with the chicken, and there's a line in it, and he's like, "That a boy, Luther." So my dad teases me every show he sees, and you'll just hear my dad scream, "That a boy, Luther." 30 plus years.
Yeah. That's thing. Beautiful.
So that's great. So what role do you play in MJ?
Yes, so I play two roles. I play Quincy Jones,
sure.
who produced Michael Jackson's first three albums.
Yep.
And Tito Jackson, who was subsequently was like sort of the musical artist of the family. He played all the instruments and did all the charts for all the brothers, and I'm a musician as well. So between those two roles, they're both sort of aligned to my life.
Yeah.
It's really, really great.
And what do you play, by the way?
I play piano, guitar, drums, bass, do a little bit of string arranging as well.
And how long have you been doing that?
I sort of been doing it all around the same time. I started acting when I was 6 years old, and, you know, I just got bit by the artist bug pretty early.
Yeah.
My mom's entire family, they're all singers. As a matter of fact, Dawson is my mother's maiden name, so I took that name because... My grandfather, growing up, would tell me a story. He got invited to the Ed Sullivan Show in the 60s.
Nice.
And he was singing in a male quartet and got scared because he had never flown before, and they decided not to go.
Oh, no!
And it was sort of, he told me this story so frequently that I could tell it was a big regret of his. So I just wanted to honor him and the family.
Yeah.
And so I took the Dawson name. And so I kind of, it just was sort of in the blood, you know?
And that's got to stick with him.
Oh,
I mean, you couldn't get on a bigger show at that point in time, you know?
It was great. It was great. So I got to honor him, and he just passed this last December.
Oh,
so that's actually why
that.
I would come back to Iowa to see my grandparents and see my cousins and aunts and uncles. And
Is it difficult playing two roles in a show? Do you forget sometimes, or are you just so practiced at it that you know when it's your time?
At this point, I'm pretty practiced.
Right? Yeah.
We've been doing it. I think we just celebrated 300 shows on Sunday of this particular production, but I mean, I've just done so many. I went to college for musical theater. It's just, it is in the way that you don't have to ask a plumber how to, you know, do the same thing, or an engineer. It's just a part of the training. It just happens.
Is it common to play more than one role in a show?
Yes and no. I think I also understudy the father.
Okay.
So when I'm not playing those two roles, if he calls out, I go on for him. And so that is pretty common. You just, you know, the theater, you just kind of have to make it work. And so sometimes, like, we have swings in the show that cover like 8 different roles.
Okay.
And so it just happens that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a big change, I would think, going for more fun roles to Joe Jackson.
Yes. definitely a darker, side.
Mood changer there.
For sure, for sure.
Wow. Well, MJ, everybody's talking about it. Big show in town through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you got several chances yet to go see it. DMPA.org is where you can buy your tickets. Des Moines Civic Center to see MJ, and Iowa native from Cedar Rapids and full of Tenderloin and Hy-Vee. Josh A. Dawson is in the show, and he's been our guest. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.
The Scotcheroos of Iowa morning shows. Sweet and delicious. Ken Kurt and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.